Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:13. I want to mention this real quick. This lady ran into Hooman, and she sent us an email. How do you use that? I saw Hooman on Friday. He suggested I reach out. We're down to the wire on promoting this year's Wharf Fest at Fisherman's Wharf. This year, we've added a four-hour music festival, and the featured band is The Side Deal with Charlie Collin of Train. I guess this is his, like, project.
Okay.
Because Pat, I think, totally disassembled that whole band. So these guys all had to go off and do their own thing.
Pat wanted all the money.
Yeah. Yes.
I am Train.
I don't know how that went down, but it was weird to see.
It was weird. All of a sudden, I thought I knew all the guys in Train, and then they showed up here, and I'm like, who are all those guys?
So is Charlie the guy with the shaved head?
I'm not sure.
No, he's not. I'm looking him up right now. He's not.
So Charlie Collin, C-O-L-I-N, of Train, Stan Fraser of Sugar Ray. There's a couple guys from the Pawn Shop Kings. They say Jerry Harrison may be hopping on stage. That's the rumor. So that's a Talking Heads fan. And she's asking that we promote it. So that's this Saturday. There's a four-hour music festival at Fisherman's Wharf for the Wharf Fest. So If you're looking for something to do on Saturday, that's an option for you. Today is the... Oh, sorry. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by KB Homes at Communications Hill in San Jose. Enjoy the Halloween Family Hoopstacular this Sunday from noon to 4. Go to kbhome.com for more information. It's interesting. KB what? Homes is like a construction company, and they're throwing this party at the
They
at
are. It involves a few other stations in the building, and that's why the hoop issue comes in. Our sister station, The Game, is doing some interactive stuff there.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
There's another thing to do this weekend. Boy, we got you filled up. 30 years ago today in 1989, the Loma Prieta, the big earthquake. Yeah. It was about 8 years before I moved here, but man, it's you see some of the imagery.
Did you see reports? Do you remember?
Oh, my God, yeah. Well, my girlfriend, who worked at, I want to say... what's the jazz station?
Used to be KBLX. They changed.
I think that's where she worked. She had just
KBLX
gotten,
was the jazz. I thought it was it used KKSF.
To be, KKSF was one too. I mean, elevator stations. So,
and there was like a coffee or KOFY. Is
KOFY
that?
Was Spanish for a long time.
Oh,
there
that
was also
right to me,
shucks.
Well,
there
she
was
worked here for a long time.
My dad used to work at
her
that.
Radio name was Annie Ash. So any maybe somebody. Okay.
Annie
her.
Ash.
Annie Ash
is your friend.
You know her?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what? Anyway, she had gotten a job in San Francisco. She had just moved here, like 2 days before.
Oh wow!
So she and her parents are in her apartment. She lived in North Beach, and she writes me a letter or calls me on the phone or whatever you did because it was 89. I don't think I even had email at that point. And she was telling me like. Outside of our window, you know, it went on. It was a very long quake. It was centered more like toward where you live, Santa Cruz. But obviously, devastation ensued. But she said, outside her window for like 8 minutes, all the light poles were just, it was...
Continued to rattle.
Just wiggling back and forth. Like the whole place was crazy.
Yeah.
Where were you? You must have felt that.
Oh, I was in the middle of it. I was working at a Jenny Craig weight loss center at the time in the marina where the apartment buildings were leveled on top of cars that were leveled, a car leveled to the ground.
Oh, my God.
And
where was that? Where was the Jenny Craig?
It was
location?
On Lombard.
Oh, my God.
Got the cross street, whatever it was in the marina. And yeah, we felt it. Went outside. We wanted to get outside of the building. And so we went outside and just couldn't believe it. Fires.
Watching stuff fall.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The sidewalks buckled up. Like, as we're standing on sidewalks.
God.
They were buckling up. And I remember I actually walked home through Golden Gate Park because I lived on 19th Avenue at the time. I was going to SF State at the time also.
Well, yeah, you weren't going to drive anywhere.
Well, no, and I don't think I even had a car at the time, but buses weren't running.
Right.
I couldn't get a taxi.
No.
So I just like walked home and it was getting dark. And I remember just being kind of scared, just walking through Golden Gate Park.
Well, the whole place must have just been stunned,
sirens
walking around
everywhere.
Like zombies.
It was.
Oh, my God.
It was.
They say that one of the reasons the marina was hit so hard is because it's built basically on landfill. They were talking about that on KCBS, and I know we are built on landfill where I live, too. Mm. So I always worry about the whole liquefaction thing.
I got home, shelves knocked down, everything that was on the shelves obviously broken. We had a wall of mirrors that were knocked down.
Oh, wow.
My roommate... I had four roommates at the time. They had a cat, and we couldn't find the cat for 3 days. And the cat turned up inside a chair underneath the cushions.
Oh,
like,
it clawed
its way inside the cushions and was just there for like 3 days.
Oh, poor little thing.
Finally, we started hearing some meowing, and it was like, there's the cat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was gnarly. It was, and to hear, you know, even the series that was going on.
Right. Can you imagine?
The bridge, people
How weird
died.
Is it that the A's were playing the Giants?
Yeah, I know.
In the
World
Bay Bridge
series,
yeah.
Like, that's the craziest thing is that it happened while the two were on TV nationally. The whole world was watching
as
that started to happen.
Yeah. Well, they were playing some audio from the guys at the park were like, we don't even know if we're on the air. And they're freaking out in the whole place. I mean, that place was old then.
Right.
You know? That was...
How many people passed away? Like 67?
You know what?
Does it give a number? I
67
think,
people.
67, okay.
And the one image, because as you know, I was not here. And so we watched it. And you were down south, I guess.
Where were you?
Down south.
And what was your take on it?
I would have been watching the game.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I don't remember it specifically, but earthquakes have always just been part of living in California, but also kind of not.
Right.
Unless you are in it like you were.
Right. Holy crap.
It's just one of the things that happens. It's part of living here. You'll hear about them and you go, are we good? Like the trippy part about that one, the Loma Prieta, is that like the people in the stadium, they didn't know that the bridge fell in on itself.
Right.
Like
you,
it's not until you get a full picture of all the damage that happened from Santa Cruz to the North Bay that you go, oh, this was gigantic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But all that didn't, you know, now we would start to see that on our phones immediately.
Immediately.
Yeah, totally.
The images I remember from it, just watching on TV, watching on the news, was that double-decker, the expressway that went where the Embarcadero is now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like that where that fell down on top of itself.
Yeah, we used to take that expressway to get up to North Beach to go party.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no easy way anymore. But I remember, and when
they've
first
done that on purpose, though they've not rebuilt an expressway through the city at all.
It is difficult.
Instead,
what
we got is that
through.
Underground subway that I don't think
the 12th and never is when that's
the
gonna
one
be
that
right.
Everyone's like, oh my God,
when is that? Do we even want that?
Yeah,
that's a, I mean, just grisly. Some of what happened. Hopefully, listen, with between the PG&E shutdown and having to get ready for that, like, you know, these are realities that are nearly inevitable, I guess. I mean, you keep your fingers crossed and you knock on wood.
So they call today the Great Shakeout Day, like, get ready.
Oh, get your 3 days.
Get your go bag, get your everything prepared, and schools are, you know, getting the kids ready.
Oh, did they do that?
Vinny, you must have, when you were a kid, did you have to get, they had earthquake drills.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where you had to get underneath your desk and your hands behind your head.
Absolutely.
And protect yourself. Like, we used to have that at least once a month.
Oh, I'm sure. I can't even imagine that you,
I'm sure they still have desks now.
They must still do that kind of thing in schools. They must.
They do. You know, even my kid's kindergarten class had a fireman in.
Oh.
And he talked about all the things.
Oh.
What happens in a fire.
Wow.
What to do. Like, they do that. That's good. It's great, actually.
What did Lila say about it?
She liked it.
Did it frighten her?
No. She's cool. I think that they are very careful not to frighten them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean,
just
that's...
try to let them keep a level head in a situation right. like that. It is. It's. I remember, you know, you'd hear that or they'd come in and talk about gun safety or stuff in school. And
shooters coming in. That's just, what they're doing now.
It's just, you know, there's kids that are always, you know, we were talking about this just the other day, that kids like are super scared of things. You were saying this about your daughter. She couldn't
yesterday.
Walk by the... She couldn't
well,
walk
that
by
little boy,
like the
Jonah,
Halloween decoration.
What's the little boy's
Noah.
Name? Noah. There's a bear.
Right.
There's a bear.
Thanks.
That's out on our hike, yeah. No, she's scared of the Halloween decorations.
Right.
But yeah. she didn't want to... In the Home Depot, where they've got a surprisingly juicy stash of Halloween decorations, she wanted to go up the aisle and down the middle of the store,
right?
Because all the stuff's up front,
right?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't blame her. Well, scary stuff.
Well, it's trippy that she's like blocking her eyes.
Kids have, you know, they just. I remember thinking about things, and you know, if you saw something, you couldn't get it out of your head. And
that's it, too.
You got coping mechanisms when you get older, but
I let her watch. I didn't make her watch, but I let her watch The Nightmare Before Christmas, and it's given her nightmares.
Mm.
So,
well,
Dad's not allowed to pick stuff anymore.
It is ghoulish, you know?
I don't know.
It is.
I was thinking, it's Disney. How bad could it be?
Right. It's a happy ending, right?
30 years ago, in 1989, the earthquake destroyed 100,000 buildings. 67 people died. 100,000 buildings. It's incredible. By the time I moved here, there was no trace of it. Mm-hmm. I think they were just putting the palm trees in on the Embarcadero when I first moved here.
Oh,
like
really?
Like they had finished the whole...
Uh-huh.
I remember they were still tied up.
I think it started with Dolores Street and then went on to Market, and then they started the Embarcadero. And those things are like 30,000 at the time a piece.
It's
and
weird that you even put those two things together.
Well, somebody told me that somebody who owns a condo in an older building south of Market said, I bought this condo for no money. And when you looked out the window, you saw the side of the double-decker freeway that went here. And so that showed me where it was. And then that thing fell down. And their apartment is...
Has a new view.
Probably is now a $2 million apartment.
Right.
It suddenly had this, you know, insane view. And they were telling me that... They told me the whole thing, and that's why the embark. Because I think I was talking about the palm trees. They go, you know why that's.
Yeah, I don't know. I had my boxes and was just trying to find a place to live,
right.
And I had a skateboard, and that was how I was getting around. And I was like, man, you can't find any place to rent around here.
Mm-mm.
And that was 25 years ago.
Yeah.
So for those of you who are like, things have gotten bad, they've always been bad.
Yeah,
it's a city.
Always been
it's
bad.
A big city.
It was rough. I remember
always
showing
been outrageously
up
priced.
They would have open houses for apartments, and there'd be, I'm not kidding you, 50 couples there, some of them with like big gift baskets and with their checkbook out ready to write a deposit. I was like, we're never going to find any place. Like, we tried for 10 places. Finally, we just like, let's go to Sausalito and try there. We're going to rent a houseboat before the finally an apartment. I'm like, I guess we'll rent a houseboat. It's the only thing we can afford. Anyway, we're completely out of time now.
Did you do a story?
I didn't. We talked about the earthquake. And did we talk? We didn't even talk about Survivor. We're going to talk about Survivor at 7.
It's good we talked about it.
It is, for sure. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I have an argument for an affair.
Oh. Argument in favor of an affair.
After these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Skeetoberfest is coming up this weekend. Johnny Mosley, he's calling it a weekend of mayhem with Johnny. He's coming in tomorrow to promote this thing, but it's all free. They are doing dry land training at Now Power Yoga. This is all up in Corte Madera by his bar. Thank you. There's like an après athlete Q&A, tech talk. On Saturday night, I'm going to this bingo revival
thing. Bingo sounds fun.
You should come.
I was kind of thinking about
you. Let me know because
it's such a pain in the ass. I'll maybe if I can get Alden to drive me.
Yeah, all right.
Maybe I'll.
Well, you gotta let me know.
That doesn't sound like a pain in the ass at all. You got a nice ride there.
Yeah,
I know.
Sounds like it's easy for you.
Sounds like
forever.
Cake.
To yeah. Drive.
Well,
is it like at 8 o'clock or
no?
Is it?
It's early. I oh, think good. I'm not positive.
I'll be asleep by 8. So when is it?
I don't know. Well, you know what? We'll ask Johnny tomorrow.
Okay.
Because his wife had to set me up a table and everything.
Oh shucks. Okay.
And then there's all these Q&As. He's got a bunch of big skiers coming in. Mm-hmm. So there's all these opportunities to, you know, learn some training and get ready for ski season. There's a Beat Johnny Mosley Dryland ski prep. So, you know, you can challenge
yeah, right.
Johnny.
Right. You're going to beat Johnny that. Mosley. Yeah.
And don't forget to buy beer at the bar because Mosley's everyone.
And
Mosley's.
The chicken wings.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Hopefully
oh, yeah.
They're going to get more chicken wings.
They told me that they've totally changed
said
their whole
not
chicken
enough.
I'm like, 6 chicken wings for $14? I don't think so, Johnny.
Yeah.
When I order chicken wings, I want a big pile of chicken wings.
Yeah.
I want to eat the chicken wings, not have one chicken wing per person at the table. Oh, that sounds like a good idea. Anyway, that's coming up this weekend. Johnny will be on the show tomorrow. What time, 8?
8 o'clock.
Okay, perfect. Oops, that is not what I wanted. There we go.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years in the October sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. So I'll begin with your sports for tonight. Game 4 of the remaining series in baseball, Houston versus the New York Yankees at 5 o'clock. Yesterday was rained out.
So...
It changes sort of the dynamic when you've got pitchers who are trying to rest, and it'll be interesting to see how that affects the series. But anyway,
Did they just add one on the end? How did they make up for that?
They just pushed it a day.
Oh. Yeah.
The other series is done.
Right.
The Nationals swept them. Right. So the Nationals are just sitting there, and these guys
resting.
Will just play a game when the weather permits, and that's supposedly tonight.
When do they say the series will start?
Is that October 22nd.
It's already set.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow. So they, oh my God. So these guys could conceivably be playing a game the night before the series starts.
Mm-hmm.
That's insanity.
Mm-hmm. Also, NFL tonight, Kansas City plays Denver.
Oh, if you like to watch football, there's a game on.
So we were talking about the anniversary of the big one from back in 89. The earthquake, and today they announced, actually it's been announced throughout the week, but an early warning system to alert Californians before an earthquake launches today. It's called My Shake.
Yeah.
It's an app. You get it for your phone.
I was going to have one of our interns put it on my phone, but I'm going to get it.
Yeah, I'm going to get it too. Why not? I don't know how early they can alert you. I know they've been working on that.
Mm-hmm.
The earthquake early warning system launches today, backed by Governor Gavin Newsom, UC Berkeley.
Hey.
Our boy.
Hey. Yeah, I'm sure he had nothing to do with it.
Why do you say that?
He's not involved
don't
in
be so
Richter
sure.
technology.
You don't know.
I don't, but I don't think so.
Anyway, instant earthquake info is what the MyShake app is for.
Mm-hmm.
They say we've got early warnings for hurricanes, tornadoes, and other situations like cold weather storms. This is now... something we've been needing, and we now have a warning system for an earthquake.
Well, I suppose if there were some, you know, some warm-up earthquakes, and they could tell, I mean, I'm sure these guys in their technology.
In general, I would say, what's the point? But if you are home and your little kid is roaming around, it gives you 10 seconds to secure your kid and get in a safe spot. Mm. It's just done you a world of good.
Yeah.
Steve Bennett, our friend, he says that the epicenter was here in Aptos. How do you say it?
Aptos.
This is also where Vinny rides, but probably doesn't know. But there's a sign that you probably passed a million times that says epicenter, Loma Prieta earthquake, magnitude 6.9. A whole sign that I bet you've seen before.
Like a marker.
Mm-hmm.
They found the exact center of it and put a little marker. That's incredible.
Yeah.
My ex-girlfriend's parents, well, she lived there too, but they had a house in Aptos and the place.
Damaged?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll bet.
Someone sent us a list of what schools and workplaces do. One, how many steps are there? There's, I won't read you all, but there's 8 different steps.
Oh.
On what duck and cover requires, what position you need to take. Verbally, there's intercom, what to do in the classrooms, all kinds of stuff.
Wow.
So clearly people have
put
initiatives
a whole thing
in place.
Right,
yeah.
Into place.
Well, the app we're talking about is called My Shake,
yeah,
and you
get
can
that
get
right
that
now.
For your phone.
Yeah.
They say it's like Amber Alerts. It'll
uh-huh.
wake your phone up, and I guess no matter where. Because have you ever gotten
scare
one?
Scare me though.
Yeah, it is going to scare you. I mean, how many times have you got an Amber Alert when your phone is on silent in the middle of the freaking night? I'm like, holy crap!
Now here's a nice story.
Okay.
Before I get to the awful ones.
Oh.
Tim Cameron lost his wallet on Monday while he was riding his bike home from work. He's a 30-year-old guy. He lives in London. Tim Cameron. Almost immediately, a random guy named Simon got in touch to get it back to him. How's that happen?
That's nice.
Here's how he got in touch. Tim's license was in there, but there was no way to call or email him. He didn't have any info like that. So Tim Cameron is such a common name that when Simon looked it up on Facebook, he's like, I can't find him that way either. His bank card had his account number on it, though, so Simon started sending multiple money transfers for a penny each and leaving comments in the notes section. So he's sending him from his bank account to the other guy's bank account.
That's genius.
A penny. And each transfer had a limit of 18 characters in the note section. So he sent him 4 in a row. The first one said, hi, I found your. The second one said, wallet in the road. The next one said, call or text, and included the phone number. Tim saw the transfers come through, got in touch, rode his bike 20 minutes to Simon's house, gave him a bottle of wine as a thank you, and left with his wallet.
That's amazing.
Isn't that neat?
That is actually amazing.
Technology actually working for us for once.
That's crazy.
Rather than, you know, finding us with our D-pick somewhere where it shouldn't be.
That is preferable to the D-pick.
You know what I mean.
Mom, tell me you didn't get that
look at the nice last
boy. Email. That's sweet.
Oh, this is the nice boy, and this is...
I suppose he could have just called the bank
wallet.
And said, I found this wallet.
Yeah.
Can you contact her?
He found a way to get it to him, and it worked.
Oh, look how cute they are.
They're nice boys.
A genius bank trick. That's really cute. They're both cute. They should be friends.
Maybe they will be.
Maybe they will.
Here are eye-opening stats about women having affairs.
Okay.
You think it's all bad, right?
Well...
How could it be good?
Can't be good for your marriage.
No, although, yes, it can.
Really? Tell me. Tell me
almost
everything.
A quarter of the women who've had affairs say it has made their marriage way happier. There's the upside.
How?
Because they're getting what they need. And they go home and they don't feel as hopeless.
Oh.
So they're like, yeah, I got the upside is my affair made me happy. And then I go home and I, you know, live my life with my husband and kids. And then I go and get hammered by this guy over here.
Oh. What if the husband wants to hammer you? And you're like, nah, I'm all worn out.
Well, I think you have to keep that up if you're going to keep from being found out.
I guess.
Mean, you just laugh.
You laugh at what?
He's like, where'd you learn that trick? You never did that before. I'm just trying to mix it up, honey. Keep it fresh.
Yeah. Ashley Madison ran a study of 2,066 women.
Did they? Are they really still around? God.
Who used their site to have affairs. And
that's all of them, by the way. There's 50 million dudes and 2,066 chicks.
The average woman has an affair 7 years into the marriage.
Oh,
I shouldn't
boy.
Say
oh, the 7 year itch.
I shouldn't say the average woman has an affair. The average woman that has an affair does it 7 years into the marriage.
I see.
They rate their sex with their spouse as a 4 out of 10, down from 6 out of 10 before they got married. And they rate their sex with their affair partner 7 out of 10.
Oh. Well, why waste your time if you're not going to at least get a 7? I mean, come
well,
on.
Well, right. And there's
I'm not
no
gonna
doubt
cheat on my husband and have bad sex.
Yeah, exactly.
That while you or I shouldn't speak for you guys, while the sex with my partner is great for me, there's a noticeable difference for her from like the first year to whatever this is, the 10th year. There's no question.
What, you're not trying?
No,
anymore?
There were physical reactions that happened much more quickly.
Oh.
There was, I mean, she's worn down by two kids. I get it.
Sure.
I'm like,
you're just the third kid with special needs.
What do you think? Well, all right. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I'll put out.
That's hardly the reaction you used to have.
Here's your sympathy lay.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, don't make it seem like a pity F, you guys. Just be
well,
you know,
it's better than no
laugh. He's asking and you're thinking to yourself, I'm going to do this or not. Just, you know, try to make it seem like you're totally into it. Because you will be by the time it gets going. Come on.
64% of the women who have an affair say they feel sexually neglected in their marriage.
Aww.
So they went looking. 43% say they're only in that marriage because of the kids.
Mm.
They're staying for that. And while many of them
That's
feel,
sad.
A third of them feel guilt about having an affair, 20% are like, if only he would too, then I would feel so much better. They want their husband to cheat too.
Oh.
That's stats about women having affairs from Ashley Madison.
Thanks, Ashley Madison.
Didn't
Great
we hear
hearing
that
from you.
Ashley Madison, the women were made up to begin with?
Yeah.
Isn't that what we heard?
Yes, that there were fake, like, chicks trying to keep these guys interested in continuing to pay for the site.
Right.
It's not all women being bad. Here are 10 things that men do that they think are okay, but are actually super creepy.
Okay.
As I read the list, I just went, oh, there's one I know someone does.
Oh.
Here are the top answers. This was a discussion on Reddit of things do that men think that are okay that are actually super creepy. Asking a woman, where's my hug?
Yeah. That is creepy. And I'm like, I don't know, I lost it. I guess best you get it, better leave and find it.
Giving unsolicited shoulder massages.
Yeah, don't touch me. That is so true.
I love that one.
Ugh. Ugh. We know that guy.
Yeah, we do. Mm. Uh-huh.
Although some people like him.
I do.
I'm like, you're hurting me. Please don't touch me.
Well, ow! Okay, four.
moving a woman's clothing to get a better look at her tattoo?
Mm. Oh, I don't know about that one.
Hassling someone for a date because you know she doesn't have a boyfriend. These are creepy things men do that they think are okay.
Yeah. I said no. I'm not. I don't want to. Also, stop looking at my chest tattoo. That's weird. It's fully displayed. You don't need to move my shirt to the side.
Asking a woman you just met if she lives alone.
Oh.
Yuck.
Yeah, I would be like, no, I live with a dragon. Yeah, the fire breathing kind.
And lastly on the list of things men do that are they think are okay but are actually super creepy. Getting sexually explicit the first time you're texting.
Yeah, don't do that. We're just getting to know each other.
Here's my ween.
Well, you move a little quickly for me. Here's my goodbye. Here's my ghost.
A 54-year-old former boxer named Jean-Paul LaPierre was stepping off a metro train in Chicago on Sunday when he saw people rushing for the doors. Then someone told him a guy with a gun was robbing other passengers. So he got back on the train, confronted the guy, wrestled the gun away, handed it to someone else, and held the guy until the police got there.
Oh, my God.
Then, after all that was over, Jean-Paul left the metro station and ran the Chicago Marathon.
He was there to run the marathon? Wow,
he
Jean-Paul.
Told the local news that he hates bullies. He got really angry when he saw the guy's gun, and then once he was a few feet away, he knew the guy wouldn't have time to react, so that's how he managed to disarm him. One of the passengers got it on video, and now the footage is making the rounds.
I'm
but this
watching
guy...
the footage, and the guy, the robber guy, is a foot taller than Jean-Paul.
Oh, wow. But is he facing someone and making them take their goods out?
He's like banging him up against the subway door.
Oh!
And just trying to disarm him.
This guy,
People
Jean-Paul.
People are just watching.
Is actually from Boston and was just in town for the race.
Wow.
It's the 12th time he's run it.
Wow.
How do you like that?
I like it.
You figure you have an event like that go down in your life, the rest of the day is a wash, right?
Well,
just disarmed a guy.
Right.
I'm not running a marathon.
I trained for this. I'm going.
That's runners.
Mm.
I know one
Why
well.
Would I deprive myself of my happiness in running? I want my runner's high, man. That's what I'm here for.
So crazy.
People, we do. We are.
How do you like that?
I like that story.
Way to go.
One. Yep. Nice.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. The double-decker freeway was called the Cypress.
Oh, the Cypress Freeway.
That's right.
Oh, how funny.
I was going to show my almost three-year-old The Nightmare Before Christmas. Now I won't.
No,
I was wondering if it was too scary. Thanks for making the mistake for me, Vinny. Yeah, my kid's bummed. Something under the bed in that on the show stayed with her.
I remember that.
And I kept telling her, I'm like, there's no under your bed.
Your bed's
on the floor. Because you goofball, you roll right out of the thing onto the floor. So we had to keep it low.
Put some pillows there.
There's no space under there. Doesn't matter. The only good thing that came out of the earthquake was that awful freeway in front of the ferry building.
Mm. Mm. That's the one, that's the Cypress, the one we're talking about.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the news last night that they teased. Is there a silver lining from the Loma Prieta? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I mean, you could dig for it if you want to, but no, that just all around, earthquakes just all around suck.
Right.
There's no upside.
Unless you owned that apartment down there and suddenly
well, and now that you got a better view, sure.
Maybe it woke people up to secure buildings.
Right. But the fact, you know, there's no silver lining for the 67 people who died.
Horrific.
People who lost everything.
Remember the footage of the car falling into the gap on the bridge?
Yes.
Yikes. That's the footage. That's the famous.
Yep.
That went everywhere. Mm. That's the one where everyone. And that's the trippy thing I was trying to say is the people in the stadium watching the World Series at that point mm-hmm. didn't know the bridge fell on itself.
Right.
Yeah.
And I bet some of them after the quake were like, well, let's go back home.
Yep.
No, you're not going that way.
Right. Well, I always think about the people who were on that bridge as it's shaking, the thing is falling. Now there's no forward. There's no...
Right.
So I guess behind you, everyone's getting turned around. Like, it must have been a hairball.
I don't doubt a lot of people walked off of there.
I'll bet. Right,
yeah. Let me which get my wallet
which
and my keys,
help because
and I'm
going to
walk out of here.
Those cars are in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Yeah, I got to get off this bridge right now.
Right.
Oh, God, what a nightmare. 30 years... today. I'm sure for some people it's incredibly fresh.
Right. Mm. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I am going to do the Billboard Hot 100. We have Alex in today. By the way, Bryn, who is supposed to be back at work today, has like the Vietnamese super bug. Like I talked to him yesterday and he's a wreck.
Yeah.
So, well, all that partying in Vietnam.
I don't know if that's what it was.
Good time. Let the good times roll, yeah. Kid.
All right. So since you were not here yesterday, Alex, we'll do that today. I'll just run through it really fast because I really want to talk about Survivor. Survivor was amazing last night.
All right.
It's a good one. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.